Hi, Katie. This is Ted Nguyen at the Beautiful Lion Museum. I hope I'm saying that right, Katie.
Absolutely. Hi, Ted.
Okay, so I am here at the PRSA, which is the Public Relations Society of America. It's the annual Public Relations Awards, the creme of the creme, who have assembled here, submitted different proposals and projects and different campaigns throughout the year, in the hopes of being judged by their peers as winners. And it's called PRODOS, and that's very, very special. But there's nothing more special than the Distinguished Service Award to an individual. And I happen to have won that last year.
I know, isn't that great?
And I'm actually presenting it to Katie. Tell us your full name.
Katie Coates, APR.
Katie Coates, APR, is accredited public relations professional. Tell us, like, you know, can you give us an indication as far as, like, how do you feel on this special evening? The best of the best are gathered here, and what does it mean for you to receive this huge, prestigious honor?
Well, I'm just really excited. I'm also very surprised. It's a really big honor to be acknowledged by my peers for service to the chapter and to Public Relations Society of America. It's become sort of my professional home over the last, I don't want to say how many years, but it's been so exciting to be a member of this chapter and to basically grow up in public relations in Orange County and be a member of this chapter all these years. I knew when I joined the chapter that I had found my tribe. And then when I joined the board of Public Relations Society of America at the Orange County chapter, I felt that I had found my family.
So how long have you been part of the Orange County Public Relations professional family?
Well, I would say the decade was the 90s.
So at least
maybe
three.
The 1890s.
Okay, 1890s.
Sometime in there, right.
So it's been 3 decades of service. Right. You've been a board member.
I've been a chair of things. I've been a board member since
2007.
Were
you also the president?
I was the president in 2009. I was the treasurer also. I've served recently as the Western District Chair-Elect.
Right, and?
And this year I'm the chair of the Independent Practitioners Alliance on the national level, which has been also a very great honor.
And on the national level, you know, share with us some of your service at the national level.
I've been on the Independent Practitioners Alliance Executive Board for a few years, this year serving as chairman, and that's for independents all over the United States. We have virtual conferences, and we meet at the international conference as well, and we do a couple of programs on the big program for the Indies. And it's a great resource for people who are independent practitioners who need to do networking and find clients, and we help each other as much as we can.
So it's a great networking opportunity.
It's a great opportunity.
So as far as, you know, your PR experience, you know, what would you say is, you know, one of the most successful or most memorable program or campaign that you've undertaken?
Well, for 8 years, I've been working on the desalination facility that's going to be built in Huntington Beach by Poseidon Resources, and I've helped them obtain 12 of their permits out of the 13 needed, and this year we'll be going to Coastal Commission. I've also done a campaign, a political campaign for the Police Officers Association in Huntington Beach. I've done a lot of different things. That's one of the great things about public relations. It's so varied, and you never know what's going, what the day will hold. So I might be planning an event for my nonprofit client, or I might be lining up speakers for a public hearing. I might be writing a brochure or doing a little bit of social media, and I love the variety.
Tell us about, you know, some of the nonprofit work. I know that, you know, when anybody you know, talks about nonprofit, they mention your name. So tell us why.
Well, I've recently been doing a really fun event called the Duckathon, and I've been doing their event planning for that. It's a 3-day event down at the Huntington Beach Pier, and we raise money for AltaMed. It's the community clinic, basically, in Huntington Beach, and it's a great, great resource for the community. I've been doing that. I started out as a volunteer, funny enough. I have a very long career as a volunteer, and Public Relations Society is just one of the organizations organizations I volunteered for.
So tell us about the duck. I mean, I saw that in your LinkedIn profile as far as like the list of your accomplishments. You know, what is the primary goals and what are the accomplishments?
We basically throw rubber ducks off of the pier and people buy those ducks and they race in on the shore on the waves. And the money that's raised goes to support the Huntington Beach Community Clinic for those who can't afford health care on their own, or they're underinsured or not insured at all. And it's a great affordable resource for people who need anything from podiatry to dentistry. It's a fantastic clinic. And there are clinics by AltaMed all over L.A. and Orange counties. And, you know, in addition to AltaMed doing that public relations campaign for them and also the event planning, I've done a lot of things pro bono for, like, Junior League of Orange County and many other organizations as well.
Right. So what does that speak to as far as, you know, the Public Relations Society of America in Orange County has bestowed upon you this this tremendous honor, the likes of, you know, giants in the past?
I mean, well, I think, you know, the really important thing about the Distinguished Service Award is that it's about the service. It's about your volunteer commitment to the organization. And for me, it's been nothing but an honor to be involved at this level at PRSA. And I feel lucky to have been able to participate really closely with the board and do all the projects that we've done together. And it's just the icing on the cake to be actually acknowledged for my participation, because the actual participation has been so rewarding.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And, you know, I wanted to share with you, you know, some of the you know, the talk in the PR world. I mean, it's like so dynamic and it's so, you know, evolving, and there's so many challenges ahead and so many different issues. You know, what do you think some of the primary concerns or issues that we really need to tackle as an organization, as individuals that have high moral, ethical standards in public relations?
You know, I think we're really challenged with serving our clients and also being able to, especially for those of us who are in agencies or independents, it's very difficult, for instance, to serve your clients really, really well in the social media realm and still make a living, for instance. I think that's a big challenge we're going to have to address. Many clients don't understand how time-consuming social media can be. And so that's going to be one of the things we'll have to be ironing out over the next few years, because we're still in the infancy of social media and how we're implementing this. But it's a very exciting time as well.
Yeah. So what is the most exciting thing for you looking ahead as far as, you know, as a professional, as a working parent, as a busy individual, and as a concerned and caring community member in Orange County?
I'm really excited to be serving as the chair next year for the Western District for the Public Relations Society of America, which is coming together of 10 chapters of PRSA, and the Western District offers a lot of services to the chapters, in addition to the Western District Conference, which is a yearly event and the best deal in PRSA if you want to
really
go to a conference. It's
it
a
really
fantastic,
it's a great
educational,
big return on investment.
Huge. I mean, for under $200, you can attend 2 or 3 days of workshops, and you get really top-notch speakers and instruction. And
so where will it be this
This coming year, let's see.
It was just in Arizona.
We are going to be in San Diego.
Okay, so we're back in our backyard.
In our backyard. This year it was, yes, you're right, it was in Scottsdale.
In Arizona.
So we're going to be in San Diego in 2014.
And so you're
going
to be the chair of the Western District conference, as well as
not
the
conference, but the Western District itself.
That's
right,
amazing.
And the San Diego chapter is taking the lead on planning the conference.
So what do you think about, as you know, as professionals in Orange County, you know, kind of share your summary?
Well, one thing that I would encourage people to do is definitely to join PRSA. I can't tell you how much I've gotten out of my membership to PRSA, and then also how much I got out of the process of studying for and passing the APR exam and earning my APR. It gave me such a boost in my confidence and my ability to work this craft that we have. And then in addition to that, just being able to serve the chapter, I have met such fantastic people. The cream of the crop, as you say, in Orange County, belong to PRSA and then also join the board at some point in their volunteer career. And I would just encourage all PR practitioners in the area to look into this and embrace it.
All right. So what's your favorite, social media platform or tool?
Oh, Facebook, definitely, hands down.
All right. So where can people find you on Facebook and the other social networks?
On Facebook, I'm Katie Coates APR, all run together.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations and on with the show. And I'll be tweeting this as soon as it's announced that Katie is the 2013 winner of Distinguished Individual Service in Orange County.
Thank you, Ted.